Dan Dan, here's your tea.
Peppermint tea.
That's right. Good morning, good morning. Let's go live over here. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Coffee and Devotions. This is where every day we get together, we get into God's Word, and we grow in our love for the Lord together. And this year, 2021, we'll make it through all the wisdom literature. Well, we are ending Proverbs chapter 1 this morning. I'm so glad you're here with us today. The kiddos are going to have some tea. We're going to talk about Lady Wisdom. You guys ready to have some coffee and pray? Well, you guys can have your tea. I'm going to have my coffee. Okay. Yeah, you don't want to burn your hands. Okay.
We're already in Proverbs?
We are in Proverbs, that's right. Okay, you guys ready to pray? Okay. All right, let's pray. Yeah, I started without you guys. Lord, thank you so much for this day, and thank you for your word. Thank you for the blessing it is to get to hear your word, and we pray that we would follow after you and love you. We pray that we would not scorn your wisdom. In Jesus' name, amen. Your tea is really yummy? Good. Okay, so we're just going to read this small section here, 28 through 33, okay? So I'm going to go ahead and read, and then we're going to talk about it. You guys ready, Dan? Okay. Then they will call on me, but I will not answer. That's wisdom saying, right? So wisdom saying, like, listen to me. That's what it's been saying. And they won't listen to her. And now they're saying, they will call on me, but I will not answer. They will seek me diligently, but they will not find me, because they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would have none of my counsel and despised my every rebuke. Therefore they shall eat the fruit of their own way, and be filled to the full with their own fancies. For the turning away of the simple will slay them, and the complacency of fools will destroy them. And whoever listens to me will dwell in safety, and will be secure, without fear of evil. All right, so we need to ask ourselves, A, what is this
about?
B, what is the
best verse
to summarize it? Good. And C, what are we
called to do?
Good. What do you guys think this is about?
Wisdom.
Wisdom? And what's wisdom saying? They won't listen to her?
You should listen to me, but you're not listening to me, so I'm not asking.
Hold on, Shoot. Let Deborah finish. So she's not going to what?
Listen to.
That's right. Right, because why?
Because they didn't heed her warnings and heed her words.
Okay. Yeah, right. I think verse 29 really gets at. Nathan, can you read verse 29?
Because they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord.
Oh, what is the beginning of knowledge?
The fear of the Lord.
And if wisdom has been calling out and calling out, but they won't fear the Lord, do you think that God's going to give wisdom?
No.
Nope. Nope. Did they listen to her rebuke?
Nope.
Nope. So if you're going to walk as a fool, guess what it means? You're going to eat the fruit of being a fool. That's what it's saying. Right? So should we be surprised if bad things happen to us if we're living ungodly lives?
No.
No, definitely not. But sometimes is sin enticing?
Sin is like super bad.
Yeah, it's super bad. But
but
then it hurts your feelings. That's right.
And you do terrible bad.
Yeah, and then we do super bad things. You're right. You're right. But if we fear the Lord, are we going to love His law?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to try to walk after Him. Right, but when we do bad things, does that often mean that we reap bad results?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we eat the fruit of bad results. That's what it says here. Therefore, they shall eat the fruit of their own way and be filled to the full with their own fancies. Right, for the turning away of the simple will slay them, and the complacencies of fools will destroy them. But if we listen to God, right, if we turn our ear towards His wisdom, do you think there's promises? Yeah. Yeah, but whoever listens to me will dwell safely and will be secure without fear of evil. Right? What do you guys think is the best verse to summarize this section? What do you think?
26 and 27.
Oh, we didn't even read 26 and 27.
Didn't we?
Nope. So it all goes together, but we just read this part. You liked the first verse? Verse 28?
I like
29 and 30. What about you? What would you underline in your Bible as the best verse? Well, calling. What do you guys think we're called to do in response to this? What do you guys think?
Praise God.
Okay, praise God.
Listen to wisdom.
Listen to wisdom? Where can you get wisdom? Where does wisdom start?
You can get it from your friends.
Well, you sometimes can get wisdom from your friends.
Jesus.
Yeah, if we listen to God's wisdom, if we listen to Jesus.
And right?